Hey, Mr. S, how's it going? What did you want to talk to me about after class? I mean, I finished all the questions set for the lesson. I even started looking ahead to next week. Just wait until everyone's left the classroom, okay? Okay, everyone's gone now. What did you want to say? You've been disappointed in my behavior. Could I ask why? For talking in class, I mean, I do sometimes have small conversations with my friends while you're teaching, but I make sure to pay attention at the same time. I multitask. Is it really that big of a deal? I'm not trying to be rude, it's just sometimes I want to have a chat with a friend, and most of the time I'm talking to them about the lesson. I'm usually trying to help my friends with parts that they've missed or things they're struggling with, and I'm not distracting any of the other students? Is this really a big enough deal that you're holding me behind after class? It's not just that I'm talking in class. What else did I do? I'm constantly late to class. I mean, I try my best to get here on time, but sometimes things get in the way. You want to give me detention to make up for lost time? I'm really not doing it on purpose, Mr. S. I swear, things always just come up that are out of my control. Like last week, the person whose locker's above me was taking ages to get their books. I swear, I was waiting until after class started before I could even get to my backpack. What about today? I know I was 10 minutes late to class today, but I have an excuse. I was coming to class and I saw someone on crutches who needed help carrying their books. So I helped them all the way to the classroom, which was like on the opposite side of the school. Would you really prefer me to have just let them walk all by themselves, even if they're struggling to carry everything? Look, I wanted to get to class early, I swear. I actually really like this subject. Yeah, you're a really good teacher. You've actually helped me a lot, and I'm not trying to suck up to you, I promise. You know my grades, I've been doing pretty good this year. I was actually feeling sort of overwhelmed about my final exams, but you've actually made it seem pretty achievable. Just please don't give me detention. It really feels just like you're singling me out. I mean, heaps of other people are talking during class way more than me, and I don't see you saying anything to them. You're always spending way more attention on me than people who are acting way worse. So, are we good now? Is that all you wanted to say? Mr. S, is that all you wanted to say? Can I go now? You don't trust me. Why not? You don't believe my story. You don't believe why I was late today. I don't really know what to say, Mr. S. I'm telling the truth, I swear. No, of course I wasn't doing anything else at lunchtime that made me late. What? What was I doing at lunchtime? Well, you obviously have something to say. Just say it. Why do you think I was lying? You saw me. You saw me in the science room at lunchtime. You saw me during lunch doing what? No, tell me, what was I doing? You saw me giving someone a blowjob. You saw me through the window of the door before class. And you saw me sucking someone's cock against the wall. Well, what makes you think it was me? For all you know, it was just some random slut getting her boyfriend off before class. I mean, everyone wears the same uniform. We all look pretty much the same. You still think it was me? Oh, you know it was me. How can you know it was me? You probably barely even caught a glimpse of it. You stopped and watched to figure out who it was. You really perved on two students having sex in the science room, and now you're angry at me? Why didn't you just walk in there then? Why didn't you just get those two in trouble when you saw them? I mean, you probably could have gotten them expelled if you caught them having sex on school property, but instead you just watched. Was it like turning you on or something? What am I supposed to think? If you really did see me sucking someone off at school, why did you decide to confront me about it afterwards? I'm not the crazy one here. If it really was me blowing someone in the science room, why am I the only one getting in trouble? I mean, I used to really like you as a teacher, Mr. S, but now you're acting really unreasonable. I don't know what you want me to do. You want me to admit it was me? I'm really sorry for being late and speaking in class, but it wasn't me. Just get it over with and give me detention for being late to class. You're not going to give me detention. Then what was the whole point of this? Really, was there any point to this? Can I just go then? So I can't go, but you won't give me detention. You can't just give me detention and send me home? Why? Wait a second. Oh my God, I just realized what you're doing. Yeah, I just realized what all of this is about. Well, Mr. Ish, let me come closer. I have something to tell you. I just wanted to apologize. I wanted to apologize for lying to you. Firstly, I want to apologize about the person on crutches. That didn't happen. And secondly, I'll just tell you right now. It was me in the science room. It was me that was deep-throating my friend during lunch. I got throat-fucked in the science lab during school hours. So, are you going to give me detention? Or tell the principal? You don't know? Well, what if I tell you something else? I've fucked multiple people at school. I have, on more than one occasion, found a secluded room and fucked another student between classes. Horny 18-year-olds couldn't even begin to resist a chance with me. Tell the principal. Get me expelled. I dare you. I dare you to tell the principal that I have sex on school grounds regularly. No reply, Mr. S? Can I ask you a question? Are you jealous? Are you jealous that I only fuck other students? Are you jealous that only other students get to see my pussy? That I don't share it with the teaching staff? Are you jealous that just because you're teaching the class and not sitting next to me learning that you're excluded from the hot schoolgirl? You're totally jealous. You're totally jealous that my schoolgirl pussy is exclusive. Did you want me to break that exclusivity? I am 18. No one would know. Everyone's already left to go home by now. And I don't think you could resist even if you tried. Try. Try resist me. Prove me wrong. If I can just sit in your lap and straddle your leg with my thighs, just like this. As long as you can resist me, then you're not doing anything wrong. How could you be doing anything wrong when I'm the one coming onto you? Prove to me that you're not jealous. Prove to me that you don't have a deep-seated jealousy for all the classmates I've fucked. Show me that you're better than that. You know, jealousy is a sin, Mr. S. Or more so, envy is a sin, but they're close enough. You wouldn't want to be doing either of them. Please don't be jealous of them. You really don't need to be jealous at all. Now that I think about it, if you just give in to me right now, then you won't be jealous. If you just indulge in every desire you're currently feeling, then there'll be no more jealousy to be found. If you give in and fuck me, then you'll prove me wrong. It's a lot easier to fuck me than it is to resist me, isn't it? Imagine getting to fuck me and getting to prove me wrong all at the same time. Even just getting one of those seems like a dream. Well, what if I start grinding my hips back and forth, You know, I'm not wearing any panties right now. My bare pussy is rubbing on your pants as we speak. See, this is why I wear skirts to school. I wear skirts to school so my pussy is that much easier to access. Do you like my skirt? Do you always notice when I wear my skirt to class? I'll tell you a secret. I always wear my skirt whenever I think I might fuck someone at school. Whenever I've been flirting with someone for the past week and I think something might happen. Do you like my thighs? The skirt really shows them off, doesn't it? Do you want to squeeze them? They feel so good, don't they? They're just so squishy. There's something about squeezing a schoolgirl's thighs. They're just so soft and innocent. But you know exactly where they lead to. Well, if you could just keep squeezing my thighs, then I could just... kiss your collarbone. Kiss up your neck. And I could just... Do you like it when a little schoolgirl makes out with you? I can put my hands through your hair like this and make out with my teacher. And maybe I could just push my boobs up against you while I kiss you. They're not the biggest, but they still feel really good on your chest. You don't have to be jealous anymore. It's not fair to exclude the teachers. It's not fair that I didn't consider making out with you and grinding on you or fucking you just because you're the teacher. I'm 18 years old. Just because you're my teacher doesn't mean your cock isn't going to throb all the same when you see me. Is your cock throbbing? Do you want to do something about that? No one could blame you for wanting to fuck me right now. No one could blame you for wanting to fuck me all semester. I'm so much younger than the people you usually want to fuck. I'm just a young little schoolgirl. You know, you're almost as old as my dad. And still, no one would blame you for wanting to fuck my tight little schoolgirl pussy. Can I be honest, Mr. S? There is one thing that you can do that the other boys at school can't. I know you were jealous of them. How would you feel if you could make them jealous of you? You'd like that? Oh, I think you'd really like that. Doing something that the other boys just can't. The thing is, all the other boys I fuck, they're the same age as me. I really do like fucking boys my age, but I sort of have a daddy kink. And when you have a daddy kink like I do, it's sort of hard to scratch that itch without someone who actually looks like a daddy. Mr. Ayers, do you think I could call you daddy? Do you like it when the slutty little schoolgirl from your class calls you daddy? Can I take your cock out? Don't worry, you can just nod your head. Let me just unzip your pants. No, don't take your belt off yet. Leave your pants on. We can just take your cock out through the fly. Can I be honest with you, Daddy? Boys my age don't have cocks as big as this. Do girls your age have hands as small as these? When girls your age jerk you off, does it feel like this? I'm gonna get you real nice and lubed up, Daddy. There are some things only a schoolgirl can do. Only a schoolgirl can pump your cock like this. Girls your age can't straddle your leg and jerk you off like this. I can barely even fit my hand around it. And my fingers are almost just as soft as my thighs. Daddy, is this how you thought it would feel? I know you've thought about it. Everyone's thought about it. It feels too good not to think about. No, don't look down. Don't look down at me pumping away at your cock. Just look at me. Just look into my eyes, Daddy. Just trust me with this. I know what I'm doing. My schoolgirl hand knows how to make you feel really good. Daddy, do you like when I bat my eyes at you? When I give you this innocent look? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry for lying to you. I really shouldn't have. I hope you can trust me in the future. Daddy, can you put your hand up my shirt? I just really want you to feel my boobs while I jerk you off. Can you put your hand under my jumper? Oh, Daddy, do my boobs feel good in your hand? No, I don't really need to wear anything else when I'm wearing my jumper. I can just wear my jumper and you can't even really see my nipples through it. Just squeezing them. My boobs are so soft, but my nipples are hard, aren't they? Does Daddy like that? Everyone wants to touch the pretty girl's boobs. It's just natural. As long as you keep squeezing them, I'll keep jerking you off. Do my soft lips feel good, Daddy? What feels best? My soft hands, my soft boobs, or my soft lips? Daddy, is this everything you've ever dreamed of? Is your cock getting to that special place? That special place where all it wants to do is explode. Did you want to come today, Daddy? I can make you come if you want. You stopped squeezing my boobs. Were you, like, too close? Daddy, did you almost blow your load? I can't believe you almost just blew your load while I straddled you. It feels really good to come, doesn't it, Daddy? I know that's the main goal of something like this, to make you come really hard. And why didn't you? Why didn't you come in your little schoolgirl's soft hands? They have to be the softest hands that have ever jerked you off. Why didn't you finish? You didn't want to waste it. You didn't want to waste your load on my hands. Daddy, I would have loved your cum all over my hands. But is there something you want more than that? There is, isn't there? You didn't do all of this just for my hands. They're good, but we both know there's something else that can pump your cock even better. Daddy, give me your hand. Is this what you want? Can you feel how wet I am? Oh, it feels really good when you rub it. Oh, it feels really good, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, I know this was meant to be about you, but... You really just want to make me feel good, don't you? That's why I love you so much, Daddy. You're always thinking about me. Daddy, you're going to break me if you keep doing that. You've got to stop. Daddy, you've got to stop. There's more important things to do. I'm not just doing this for myself.
Daddy, we need to take care of your cock.
Schoolgirls like me can't just go around making teachers hard without doing anything about it. There's lots of girls that love to make their teachers hard and then they just leave it like it never happened. I don't think that's okay. Do you think that's okay, Daddy? Do you think it's okay when the other girls act like a cock tease to you? They're happy to get all the attention, but then when it comes time to do something about it, suddenly it's not their responsibility. I would never do that to you, Daddy. Never in a million years would I be a cock tease and then not let you fuck me. I want you to have the best fuck you've ever had in your life. I want to give you the sweetest, most tightest pussy you'll ever have. I want to make it worth being a teacher. You don't get paid enough to not fuck the pretty schoolgirls after class. Please, Daddy. Please, I really want you to fuck me. But wait. Daddy, can you pass me that pen? Thanks. Now, let me just hike up my skirt. Now, I'll take your cock and line it up against my belly. I'm going to draw a big line where your cock ends. Do you see that, Daddy? That's how far your big dick is going to plow inside me. That line is how deep your cum is going to be when you blow your load in me. I don't even understand how you can fuck me that deep. Isn't that like where all my guts are? Daddy, I want you to fuck me. Is that something you can do, Daddy? Do you think it's time? Do you think it's time to put it in? Oh, I think it is, Daddy. I think I want your thick cock in my soaking wet pussy. Okay, here we go. Oh, God. Oh, it's so tight, but it feels so good. Oh, fuck. Why the fuck did I wait so long? Oh, your cock is literally filling my entire pussy, Daddy. Fuck. I've never had a cock even nearly as big as yours. Oh, there just isn't anything that matches Daddy's cock. If my pussy wasn't gushing like a waterfall right now, I really don't think you'd be able to fit. Oh. Daddy, have you ever had a pussy this good? Have you ever had a pussy that competes with mine? You didn't even know pussy could feel like this. Pussy this good and only other students can use it? Daddy, how long have you been jealous of the other students? How many nights have you cried that this pussy wasn't available to the teachers? Fuck. Did you ever actually think you'd get to fuck me? Did you ever think you'd breed the hottest little girl that you teach, Daddy? It's okay. Don't be jealous. Make them jealous. Oh, fuck. Oh, Daddy, I need to hug you while I fuck you. I need my big strong daddy to hold me. Wrap your arms around me. It's like nothing bad could ever happen to me when Daddy's holding me like this. Oh, Daddy, can you save me from everything in the world? Can you impregnate me and keep me safe? Can you make sure nothing bad ever happens to me while I give you my pussy? Fuck. Please, Daddy, close your eyes and forget about the rest of the world. Just imagine that all there is me, you, my pussy and your cock. The only thing that could ever matter is making sure you cream my hole. The feeling of you slamming into me balls deep and the way my fingers run through your hair. Knowing that with every thrust more cum is building up. And knowing that
All of Daddy's cum has to go somewhere. Do you really think you could come in me without getting me pregnant? I'm not even good at science, but even I know that's just not gonna happen. Please, Daddy, it's gonna feel so good to shoot a baby in me. All I wanna do is make you feel good. And I know how good it feels to breed a schoolgirl. I honestly don't know how you've lasted this long, Daddy. The other people I fuck, they really don't have Daddy's stamina. You're the only one who can make me feel this good. Other pussy's not gonna feel the same after today. All it's gonna do is remind you of me. Daddy. Fuck. I want you to come in me. I want you to come in me, please. Please, Daddy. If you keep fucking me, I'm gonna come as well. Please try to come when I come. Please, Daddy. Please let everything go at the same time that I do. Please. Please. Please, Daddy, take me down like only you could. Fuck me so hard that you leave a baby in me. Oh, God. I can feel my orgasm coming. I can feel myself about to pass that point of no return. Please, Daddy. Please. Please. Oh, Daddy, you're hugging me really tight. Are you... You're about to... Oh, fuck. 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 Oh, Daddy. Don't let go, Daddy. Just keep hugging me. Okay. We can let go of each other now. And let me take your cock out of me. Oh my God, your cum spilled all over your pants. Oh, it looks like you just came down your leg. I'm really sorry, Mr. S. I don't know how you're going to get home like this. Just be careful people don't see you, okay? Thank you for being my daddy, Mr. S. I don't really have anyone else who can do that for me. I can be your little girl whenever you want me to. But I think I should get going home now. Just one thing, you should probably give me detention. The other students know I've been late and that you held me after class. I think they might figure us out if you don't. And Mr. S, I'm sorry for being late. I promise I won't do it again. I'll see you next week.